Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from Public Radio International and WNYC in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. We've been talking all hour about the concerns of minorities in Egypt as this uprising continues on this day of departure in Cairo and in Alexandria. We've been talking about models of suppression and embracing of democracy around the Middle East. Let's take you right to Tahrir Square and the BBC's Jim Muir. Jim, what's going on?
Well, there is a very, very big rally going on here. It's very hard to estimate the exact size of the crowd. It's pretty much filling the square, part of it very densely packed, but it also goes round the corner out of sight alongside the Egyptian National Museum, where, of course, Tutankhamun's treasures are stored. They have come in here in their tens of thousands. That's a certain figure. And there are many more still waiting to get into the square because during the night, the army radically changed the situation. The Egyptian army, by putting a kind of security cordon around the square, outside the barricades, the frontline barricades being manned by the protesters inside the square because of the fighting when they came under attack since Wednesday by pro-Mubarak elements. So that has kind of stabilized the situation. The pro-Mubarak elements, for the moment at least, have faded away, and the atmosphere inside the square is now much more relaxed than it was yesterday when it felt like a battlefield in there, but now they're more relaxed and they're doing what they've been doing for the last week or so, which is chanting slogans and listening to speeches, all of them with the same message, which is Mr. Mubarak must go, and he must go now.
Our partner, the BBC's Jim Muir, live in Tahrir Square. What do you make of the presence of the defense minister within the last 90 minutes and even Amir Moussa of the organization of the Arab League actually seen among the demonstrators there? What does that mean?
Well, that's interesting. It's the first sign of a government figure visiting this area since this whole trouble broke out 10 days ago. In fact, when Mr. Tantawi, the defense minister, appeared, he was basically coming to check on his troops who are defending or protecting the National Museum. He was greeted by the crowds chanting, the army and the people are one, one hand, as they put it. So a kind of welcome for him, slightly guarded perhaps, but that's a slogan they have been chanting this whole time. Now, Amr Moussa has not appeared here before, although the Arab League headquarters actually overlooks the square. It's very close by, and at one stage people were chanting slogans telling him to come down because he has emerged as something of an opposition figure. He's the kind of man that might emerge. He might well emerge as one of the players in any new order that comes out of all this chaos.
And with all these flags that you could see on the square and in Alexandria at a parallel demonstration this day of departure event is turning out to be a patriotic rally, even though it is in opposition to the regime. Jim Muir, thanks so much. Jim Muir of the BBC reporting there live from Tahrir Square in Cairo. Here's a response that we've gotten to our coverage and also just the debate over what form will freedom take in Egypt. We always want to hear from you. Here's a man by the name of Simiu, listens to The Takeaway from the web in Kenya. He posted this at thetakeaway.org. It's high time African leaders realize that the people power is more powerful than the gun. If President Mubarak led well in Egypt, then why the uprising? He should quit. You can weigh in at 1-877-8-MY-TAKE or go to thetakeaway.org.